true.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny morning show. It's Monday. Hooray. Everyone's so happy.
Yay.
It's Monday.
It's my day. Yay.
Pipe down in there, Monday. Enough out of you. We're all trying to forget about you. Monday. Creative Energy bringing us this portion of the program. Creative Energy is having their Labor Day sale. You can score incredible discounts on hot springs, spas, endless pools, and saunas, or choose any easy financing option. Visit Creative Energy in San Rafael, San Mateo, or Concord. You can find them online at creativeenergy.com. I'm looking forward to the cooler weather. I got my hot tub. Well, I think I got like in April. It was finally all set up and ready to go. And oh my God, it's awesome. But I love it when it's cold out and you open it up and like the steam's coming off of it. It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Bring on the fall. Oh. Let's go, fall. Can't get here soon enough. Mm.
Labor Day sale going on over there. All right. Let us begin with only one SNL cast member is confirmed to return this season. And it's not Kenan Thompson, which is what I was like, oh, Kenan. So obviously it's Kenan. That guy's been on there for like 20 years. So last season was the 50th season. So they had all this stuff planned. They did all this special guest stuff. They lots of fun and surprises. The 50th season of SNL. So Lorne Michaels says, we didn't want to make any big changes. We had too much other stuff happening. We didn't add a lot to the cast. We didn't subtract a lot from the cast. He says we couldn't do it last year.
Oh, so now he's going to savage it.
It's the tone of this story is that they're going to, which they need to. There are some people who are cast members on that show right now that I'm like, that person can never, we don't need them. Let's get some new blood in there. There's a few people who are really interesting and cool. There's some weirdness, which I always enjoy. But there's a couple people I'm like, that person's useless.
I just hope they don't mess around with Weekend Update. That's my favorite part of the show.
Weekend Update is really good right now.
Yeah.
And, so I have no idea. Colin Jost and Michael Che will still be the hosts. I hope so. But Lorne Michaels says there couldn't be those kind of disruptions or anything that was going to take the focus off the 50th season. And we had an election. We're going to get a full cast announcement in a week or so. But there is one cast member who's confirmed to be returning. And it's James Austin Johnson. Who, if you've watched the show at all, you might not even recognize him. He's the guy who plays President Trump. And he does full, like, there's all kinds of prosthetics that they put on him.
Everybody else is fired.
No.
Oh.
He's the only one confirmed.
Oh.
So I don't know. Kenan Thompson could go. The whole beauty to me of SNL is that every year you get some new people on the cast and there's some new ideas and there's some fun stuff. I feel like one of the things that they haven't done well in the last few seasons, this is just my opinion, is they have way fewer recurring characters. Like they need hit characters.
Yeah.
Like the Will Ferrell days, the Kristen Wiig days, and not to mention Eddie Murphy. And, you know, from the beginning of the show, recurring skits were sort of the bread and butter. It's like, oh man, I hope they do that again. I'd like Kristen Wiig with the little teeny hands and the Singing Sisters group. Come on.
The Californians.
Oh my God, the Californians. Ah!
That's not that funny.
Oh, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Says the Californian. You take the 101 up to Ventura Boulevard.
It's not funny.
You go down Fountain Street and you know where it ends at that school. And that's what I remember because I live there and I'm like, it does end at a school. And you do have to go around it. It's really weird.
That's really specific. I feel like it's a bunch of very unconnected, disjointed, not that funny skits in the last few years. I've not particularly enjoyed the cast. There are some people that I feel like, okay, that might have legs, and then you just never see it again. So I would love to see people who are more like into threading something through the season. You know, I'm not in charge of it. It's been on 50 years. It doesn't need my advice.
You're saying it like, I'm sure they want that too. is my point. I'm sure that they're hoping for that. They just don't have that.
They need a hit.
They're not getting that connect.
Right.
And,
there needs to be some character that, you know, even like Debbie Downer. Like,
Debbie Downer wasn't good.
Oh, I loved Debbie Downer.
You did not.
Yeah, well, I would have liked it, but my hemorrhoids got in the way.
What? Anyway, I think that they, at one time, were on such a roll that we expected, or maybe they made us think it's easy.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No.
And as, you know, let's face it, the competition's fierce more now than ever.
Yeah. For eyeballs.
Right.
Because if you're watching something on a television set, that's old school.
It feels like that first cast, they all became stars. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe someone I don't know about, you know, they'll go, someone out there is like, oh, no. There's that guy, Frank. He was a bomb and they got rid of him and he was never seen again. I don't know about that. I was a kid.
Right.
But I do remember Dan Aykroyd and
Chevy Chase
and Bill Murray. They all became gigantic stars.
Yes. They had a life beyond it.
And
because
through,
it was like a jump off platform.
What era or decade was the David Spade? Was that the 80s or would that be considered the 90s?
I think it was 90s.
I want to say that was early 90s.
So through the 90s, they were continuing to crank out gigantic stars, including Sandler.
Right. Adam Sandler is a great example of that. Yeah. There's, I don't remember the years of Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig is like probably one of my all time favorite characters on there. Although, I also love the guy. I never can think of his name. He's got an odd name, but he did a Michael Cera impersonation that was, and he would play him occasionally. I brought you guys some cookies.
Is that the same guy that does Butthead?
No. He's not on the show anymore. His name is like Taryn something.
McCarran.
Taryn McCarran. There it is.
I don't know that guy.
You know who I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah, he was.
Taryn. How do you spell that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Taryn either.
I don't know.
Could be Harem.
We got a text with an interesting concept from the 408. Rumor has it that Kenan Thompson will be taking over for Lorne Michaels. Second in mind would be Tina Fey.
Oh, I think Tina Fey is the one they're going to hope to get.
I forgot about Tina Fey. And well, there have been so many incredibly talented people on that show. So he is elderly. Lord
yeah.
Michaels.
Is he in his 80s?
Gotta be.
Oh yeah, he is. Okay. I'll tell you.
He's elderly. Someone I guess would take over. I don't know about, I mean, maybe it is Kenan Thompson. He's certainly been there long enough. I put in my time.
Lauren's 80.
Oh, is that all?
I love that kid.
Kenan?
Yeah, I love him.
He had some recurring bits that I kind of liked.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I love.
I loved What's Up With
Ooh-wee.
That.
Ooh wee! What is up with that?
Jason Sudeikis doing the running.
Yeah, that's the first time we ever saw him in the tracksuit. It's like what Ted Lasso started from.
He was great in the Hamburger movie.
Oh,
great!
Mo Betta Burger.
I don't think it's Mo Betta Burger, but it's
Fridays.
Good Burger.
Oh,
he's
good burgers,
great
yeah.
in Good Burger. Great. And he was also really good as a voice in the new Grinch cartoon.
Yeah, he should go off and do those things.
No, he's great. Stop it.
It's fine. Like whenever he's just always plays the same character now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Always plays the same character. Okay, so the only person who's confirmed for the next cast, the season 51 cast of SNL, is James Austin Johnson. He's the guy who's currently doing an incredible Trump impersonation. Really incredible. He's really good. It's so funny. And also South Park is so good and so funny with the whole Trump stuff. Oh, my God. But the rest of the cast, I do not know. And hopefully there'll be some new blood and some, you know, maybe now that it's not season 50 and they're concentrating on that, they can concentrate on making the show funny. That'd be great. Neither Menendez brother got out of prison last week.
Right. They murdered their parents.
That is true. That is one of the things. Eric Menendez and Lyle Menendez were both denied parole after 30 years in prison. Their lawyer, Mark Garagos, which is a familiar name in the I Will Defend You.
You bet corner, it is.
He says their parole hearings were obviously rigged. He said that the decisions made by the California Board of Parole Hearings were obviously rigged. So, were they? I suppose it's an infinite universe. Anything's possible. But also, we heard that, we heard that Eric, at least, behaved badly in jail. He used cell phones and drugs and beat people up. Actually, I'm not sure about that last one. Is that one of the things?
Yeah, he had physical altercations on there, too.
Okay, that too. I don't know what they said about Lyle, but either way, it looks like they're in there for a while. You know, it really did feel like, I want to say it was like around December of last year, like right as the DA was changing, right? Wasn't there like, or maybe an attorney general? I can't remember. There's someone was going to come in and they were like on fast track to get out. And then someone came in and said, hey, hold on a second here. We're going to take another look at this.
Yeah, I don't follow their life story as much as some other people do. I know, Caporo certainly spent a ridiculous amount of time
writing letters to, I think he was into Lyle. I can't remember which one he was really into.
Lyle, it's weird. He was denied. Here's what they said. You still struggle with antisocial personality traits like deception, minimizing and rule breaking that lie beneath the positive surface, because they came in and I guess they were like, you seem like you have remorse. We believe that. We think that you're a model prisoner, but we think you're a liar pants. So I could see why they might think that's a little rigged, because it is a pretty shaky reason to leave somebody in jail. But yeah, that's what they're saying.
But as Vinny pointed out earlier, they did murder their parents.
They did murder their parents.
They did. That's viciously. Not a deniable.
I don't know what they're referring to, but I certainly do know that it's difficult to be accountable, because no matter what, you feel like, but instead of saying, yes, I did that, and, you know, I am fully trying to stand up before you now and say, I lied to you, or I did this, or I did that. Yeah, I did that, but. And I think that's kind of what they're saying. Like, there's that being accountable means you don't say but. You just say, yep.
And he was also using cell phones.
No! God, we can't.
Kind of common in prison.
They have a lot of people trying to get with them.
That is true. They are hot commodities.
You hear it. Mm.
They have fans.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I always feel like, who's got time for that? But there are people, plenty of them.
Well, we hear all kinds of stuff, don't we?
We certainly do, Vincent. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. It's looking like a September wedding.
Oh, it's still going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I thought the same thing. I'm like, wow, we really never heard about that best friend of hers who was an Only fan.
It sounded like a total breakup on the making.
Did. But no.
All right.
They continue to post things together. And
that story.
Yeah.
It was like. One story.
We're the only ones who remember it.
And then nothing.
Nothing ever again.
Nobody
no
talked about it.
No expose on her.
Nothing.
No, I mean, nothing.
They got good PR.
Yeah, they do.
She is
top notch.
A true mystery to me. Mm. I think she's a pretty girl.
Selena?
Yeah. I think she's a talented lady. Mm-hmm. But the mega stardom that she has doesn't seem hard-earned. I don't get it.
I feel like... You do. She's a talented young lady. She's not a great actress. She's, I don't know, interesting enough. I'm not like a huge fan of her music. A couple songs we play on Alice. I really love them. But it does feel like, why her?
The size of it all is what gets me.
Because she's the biggest thing since sliced bread.
While I am absolutely a Taylor Swift fan,
yeah.
I would say the first Taylor Swift would be, in my life, was Madonna, took over the 80s in a way you just can't believe.
Yep.
I don't even think she has the kind of following that Selena has.
Oh, nobody does. Nobody has the same.
She's good on Instagram, and she works at that.
She has said that she does it. She just, somebody does her Instagram.
Oh, really?
For her. Yeah. It's all pictures of her.
And Taylor is another example.
Maybe
of,
she does. Like, I don't know, but it's all pictures of her, so how could it be?
She's a super talent. Mm. I get the following. I just don't see it. The other one doesn't add up for me. the math. It's not penciling out.
I'm with you.
Again,
maybe our calculator's broken.
I should say I'm not great at math, but I just don't see it.
I'm sure there's some Selena fan out there, because apparently everyone on Earth is a huge Selena fan. I'm sure there's some Selena fan. You know what? Please, would you list all the reasons why we should care about her?
800-400-3697.
That is, in fact, the text number. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. They are, apparently, over the weekend, off on their bachelor and bachelorette parties. She went to Cabo. I have pictures of her in a boat. She's got, like, looks like, she looks great, actually. I will say that looks like she's getting ready to put that wedding gown on.
Oh, okay.
He went to Vegas. And everyone said, where's Taylor? She must be busy, because she is not in Cabo with the girl squad.
Oh.
However, she is on what people assume is the short, like, everyone's like, oh, she's on the guest list. It's like, is she? I mean, I'm sure she is, but did someone leak the guest list?
I keep seeing the stuff about Blake
Lively
continues to be true. Like, they don't talk.
Yeah.
They're not friends anymore. It's crazy.
I know. I'm dying to hear that song, Ruin the Friendship. October 3rd, it comes out.
Well, just all the stories that you told us seemed like, well, this is all speculation. This isn't, but it's not. They're not friends anymore. No. They were seen arm in arm all the time, photographed everywhere.
Oh, and now they are. The football season, they were constantly, Blake and Ryan Reynolds always in Taylor's box. Well, Kelsey's box, I guess. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco officially in wedding mode. They are saying, listen, this is not, none of this is set in stone. The speculation is that they are going to have a Montecito wedding. And they're saying at some point in September, they say it's just weeks away. Taylor and Cap and Travis Kelce are expected on the guest list, star studded.
Mm-hmm. We got one Selena fan that wrote in from the 408. Selena's got a massive makeup line, and all the Swifties and more are under her wings.
Oh.
Okay.
Rare Beauty, I think, is the name of her.
It is big.
To me is not what makes you famous and make people want to follow you.
It would be weirder if I knew all the reasons and all the things. Like, I don't, you know, why would I know that? I don't know that.
Anyway, there's not a whole lot more to this story. There are a bunch of pictures, which if you're into Selena, you've probably already seen him. She looks fantastic.
Well, I wish them all the best.
Yeah. Everyone is saying, where's Taylor? Where's Taylor? Where's Taylor? Where's Taylor? Where's Taylor? Her back door party. Where's Taylor? Where's Tay Tay?
Her back door party?
Bachelorette party. Boy, I guess we hear what we want to hear.
I don't know.
Everybody's invited to the back door party.
No, thanks. I don't want to go. Leave that alone.
Exit only sign. Mm-hmm. There's the door.
Right. That's an exit. Stay away. This is interesting. All right. Zoe Kravitz was spotted arm in arm with Harry Styles during a Rome outing after her movie Caught Stealing premieres.
Why was I under the impression she was with that guy that's in the movie? Austin Butler.
Oh, I don't know, but they're not mentioning him at all in this.
Okay.
36-year-old Zoe Kravitz, 31-year-old Harry Styles. They were seen out on a stroll in Rome, sparking dating rumors. They could just know each other and be walking around. But we got to have our daily dose of gossip. Let's see. Yeah, she's got a new movie called Caught Stealing. She's holding onto his arms. Wearing a
white. Would it be a surprise to you if they were
hanging
out or whatever. Hooking up or whatever?
Of course I'd want to report it. I'd want to break the news, Vin.
I'm sure they are.
They say here the status is unknown, but being spotted out together has, of course, sparked conversation. Earlier this summer, he was seen, they say here, kissing a producer while out partying at the Glastonbury Festival. Kissing a producer. Can I have her name? Would that be... I would like to see this producer.
Producer of what?
I didn't, of the Glastonbury Festival, maybe? I have no producer of music, producer of a morning show, producer of farm products. I don't
can confirm I did kiss Harry Styles.
Okay. So.
Right, yeah. Well, lucky you. So Harry was seen kissing a producer. And Zoe, earlier this week, they say she was linked to Noah Centineo, an actor, after being spotted hanging out in New York City a couple different times. So,
how's Noah doing?
Well, he's not really in the story.
No.
She was recently, I mean, I don't know.
She's just dating. I mean, yeah. That's what you do when you date. You go out on dates with a couple different people.
And maybe she showed up somewhere and she's like, oh, there's another famous person here. Let me just take him by the arm and we'll go stroll through Rome and get some PR. I got a new movie, Cut Feeling. I want everyone to know about it. And let me see if I can squeeze anything else in here. Oh, congratulations. Netflix scored their first number one box office hit with K-pop Demon Hunters.
Jeez.
This is, and I think, isn't this the sing-along version of
it? Yes, it is, yes.
But the horror flick Weapons is still going strong. As I was looking down the box office for this weekend, is Superman, which has been out for 7 weeks, a flop?
I will tell you this. Last night, I sat down at, I want to say, 7 p.m. I'd finished all the stuff and was getting ready for bed. I got into my room and I turned on my TV, and there, available for rental or purchase, I'm not sure, was the new Superman and Mission Impossible and Brad Pitt's race car movie.
I watched that one this weekend.
Man, the turnaround to rental at home is so fast now.
So great. I ended up paying $20 to buy the Mission Impossible and was absolutely out of my head with it. It's just incredible. I couldn't even finish it. And I was still so juiced that I'm still awake from last night when I was watching it.
Sounds better than F1, which was not. I've been looking forward to it. I rented it. I got the sound system. I'm gonna jam this out. It was okay. It was good. It was good. But I thought it would be like world breaking good, but it was not.
Hey.
Well, at this point, Superman is number 7. It's been out 7 weeks and it's made $346 million. Never mind. $346 million. Now this is just the domestic take, so I have to assume. Like, but that just, to me, it's the new Superman. Like, I'm kind of surprised by it. It just feels like it should be higher. K-pop Demon Hunters was only in 1,700 theaters. It made about 18 mil, and that was good for first place this past weekend. And it's a Netflix movie, so congratulations to them.
Do you think, with the new guy behind the new the Superman franchise, if they'd have kept Henry Cavill, that it would be better accepted?
It was a lot of the director and the just the tone and the theme of the movie.
So you've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Okay. And I, again, went into it very excited. Mm-hmm. Very excited since we saw the first trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was, at the end of it, I was like, meh. It was definitely not.
Wow.
It was just a lot of stuff that it just... Didn't seem like it. Like they started somewhere, and you're like, how did we get here? Before, you know, they kind of don't backstory it very well, and it is more cartoonish kind of than Henry Cavill.
Well, anyway,
stuff.
It's in 7th place, and K-pop Demon Hunters ruled the weekend despite being in half the theaters that half of these things are in. Okay, Ben, what do you got coming up?
Red Bull did a huge stunt on the Bay Bridge and. There's a strange side effect to Ozempic.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our full show podcast. Listen to our full show podcast on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
We're a little overcast in downtown San Francisco, and you'll probably see some morning clouds wherever you are as well, but we'll see sunshine later and a high of 85. That's the highest in the Bay, like not here.
The hot spots.
Right. In San Francisco, not 85. But also, Bob not here.
Yes.
She is at Burning Man. You may have seen the stories.
Or she's been blown away into the ethers. It's a little on the windy side.
She said, pack it up. Let's go home. Mm. I would think she's still young enough to say, no, we're not leaving.
Yeah, we're braving this. Or this is going to be a story for the ages.
Oh, she's a trooper. No way she would not go.
Oh, I mean, she
did finally go look at Susan on her
Oh, you've seen him now.
So now I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. This is a weird story to begin with, but it was a huge stunt. And for some reason, somehow, and I don't know if they took advantage of an already expected Bay Bridge closure. But someone, okay, so have you ever seen skateboarders? They'll do a handrail slide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They skateboard up onto like towards a stairwell, jump onto the handrail and slide down.
Mm-hmm.
That is nuts. I know it seems like not that nuts because you'd go, well, I mean, they're not that high in the air and it's impossible to do. And these guys figure it out. They get the balance point and they're sliding down a rail at full speed and controlling it and landing. Right. Okay. So that's what this is. Ever thought you'd see someone sky surf on the rails of the Bay Bridge?
Oh my.
That's what these guys did. Red Bull facilitated one of its athletes to jump 5,500 feet from the sky and complete the first sky surf and grind across the Bay Bridge on Saturday.
Which side?
If you look at it, I'm going to show you the picture in a second. If you look at it,
wow, the Bay Bridge landed this move.
He did.
Oh my God.
The Bay Bridge is empty underneath him because the first thing I thought was, and look, I'm a dummy head. These are the kinds of things that if I saw him as a kid, I'd be like, oh, I got to do that.
Mm.
But I thought, you can't have a guy skydiving above people who are driving down the road, even if it's just the distraction of, hey, there's a guy.
Yeah.
And the bridge looks empty.
It is empty. So they must have closed it.
San Francisco side, and it looks like above the, I guess that's like a huge cable bundle, the main swoop. So above that, there seemed to be some kind of, like if you were walking on that, there would be a place to hold on to. And that seems to be what he's on.
Exactly right. And it's on the north side of the Bay Bridge. They've got, you can see the landing pad in the picture, Sarah.
Oh,
that's the landing pad. There's a little flotilla, a little.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
like aim for this spot,
flat spot. So what happened on Saturday was this guy jumps out of the sky. He's got a snowboard attached to his feet, basically.
Okay.
And he has a parachute.
And he has one of those parachutes that you can somewhat control where it goes sort of like it's more like a rectangular swath than the big round parachutes that I was originally thinking of.
The article I'm reading says, the gnarly stunt was performed by America's sky surfing pioneer, Sean McCormack.
Wow.
Who has jumped more than 400 times. So after taking on the bridge, he glided through the sky onto a barge that was down there below specifically to catch him.
So he gets down low on it. He goes off to the side
pops
and goes
off
down
and
he
lands
the whole thing.
He lands the whole
incredible
thing. They say the Bay Bridge was closed at the time of the stunt. I don't know if it was, again, it
a
seems,
scheduled closure if it was for this.
It seems like if you've got normal weekend summer Bay Area traffic, it would be impossible to close the bridge for a stunt like this. But however it went,
what
they
time
pulled it.
Of day was it?
It doesn't say in my story.
It looks early in the morning just based on the shadows.
You would.
They're pretty long and definitely
coming from
the east.
And the clouds are there in the city.
Yeah. So this was yesterday. Saturday.
Saturday. And they pulled it.
Incredible.
So if you want to see the video, it's pretty cool.
All right.
And yet, I mean, okay. It seems like, you know, They must have put a lot of work into this. Oh, there's the video
you
now.
Know, he's coming Maddie's down pretty fast.
Yeah.
Wow, they have drones everywhere.
And there's his slide.
Oh, and some kind of like helmet cam. That's incredible.
And then he pops off and boom.
And
goes right down for the barge.
Over to the barge. That's amazing.
Initially, when I saw the video, there was no story with it. And I thought these guys were doing that gorilla. Like, I didn't see the picture of the bridge. I just saw, or the road below the bridge.
Yes.
So I just saw this and was like, they must have just done this, landed it, and got in a car and left town. Because you would never do this without, with approval. And yet, it appears they have that.
They must have. I mean, they've got the whole Red Bull logo everywhere. This is good for them, though. That's amazing. Like, how funny that there are people who are like, okay, my next idea is we're going to do this on the Bay Bridge. Like, and people go, all right, well, let's get to work on logistics for that.
It's
we've got a team behind us. We can make it happen.
It's really cool that Red Bull has found its identity and they fund tons of extreme sport stuff. They fund tons of surfing stuff. And I'm thankful for it because there's not a lot of money in this stuff the way there used to be.
I teach about Red Bull in one of my classes. We talk about, we call this like branded content, like content you want to watch, but it's a commercial for.
There's Red Bull in every shot
everywhere.
Of this.
And they were,
even the last shot where he takes the sip and holds it up.
They were like innovators of this. Like they were one of the first companies to get like, hey, we can make these cool videos and people will watch them and let's focus on that. So.
Yeah, we're already doing the extreme sports. Let's take some of the extreme sports and put it in front of people with our name all over it.
Go Red Bull.
Yeah.
I can only have like a quarter of one or I get super twitchy.
Oh. I don't think I've ever drank a Red Bull.
I like it okay. It's just, you know, and I've done it. I used to do it for night gigs when we were doing, you know, all kinds of stuff.
And lay in bed twitching all night.
Well, I mean, but you want to be up for the gig.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, whatever after. I can't go in and be yawning.
Right.
You know, because of our hours.
Well, it is 8 p.m., you guys, so.
Well, you just passed that to everybody in the Bay Area. Good job.
You're welcome.
Ozempic woman area.
Oh.
Heard of it?
No, tell me everything.
It's here, and women are paying big money to reverse it.
Oh, what happened?
Well, wherever there's dramatic weight loss, there is some,
extra skin?
Yes.
Hmm.
People are now getting filler in that area. I shouldn't say women are now getting filler in that area because of this weight loss they're experiencing from Ozempic.
Hmm.
They're taking the weight drug as well as, and so is Zempic, but Mounjaro or Wegovy, or however you say that. And they're seeing there are reported changes in their vulvas.
Wow.
As a result of the dramatic weight loss. And so they find themselves wanting to get
filler.
Puffed up.
Mm.
That's what they're calling it. Puffing.
Oh, plumping.
So I can't get into the, you know, it gets a little.
Mm-hmm. We're already right there.
Scientific, right. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that's a new, widely known and widely experienced side effect of the great weight loss is I look a little thin down there.
Mm.
Interesting.
That's funny. Just all these unexpected things you wouldn't think.
Well, if it looks different, you would notice, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
You spent your whole life with it,
yeah,
looking
but,
one
I mean,
way.
It's really in a place that's hard to see without mirrors. So, you know, how would you know?
You don't look in the mirror daily?
Even from a mirror, you can't really. It's not. Do you know where it is?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't stand over a mirror at least once a day.
Do you?
I would say, I know I don't stand over, but I can see it, and I definitely see it daily, yes. Mm. The state of things. You don't? Mm-hmm.
Well, yours is all hanging right out the front.
That's well, yeah. Right.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to say no. It's been years since I took out a mirror and was like, let's see what's going on there.
Huh.
You might want to check that out.
I guess I might want to. Why bother, though? Unless this, John starts complaining about it. It's fine.
He's not going to do that.
No.
No. No. Put that, tuck that away.
John's no dummy.
Yeah.
There's a new term. I love that, you know, Gen Z seems to come up with names for it. They were the ones who said, we don't like all your names for things. And then they came up with 10 million
names,
more
yeah.
names for mm-hmm. things. Okay. Here's a new term. They call it quiet cracking. Let me just say, as a person who works with someone in tech, every person in tech is quiet cracking as we speak. It's not.
What is it?
Unique. Quiet cracking is when your boss thinks you're doing a great job, but you are secretly burnt out and struggling to keep your head above water.
Oh, I see. And I'm fracturing into a million little pieces, but I look whole, don't I? I got this. I don't have this. I don't got this. I'm cracking.
Yeah, that's all the people of the Bay Area who work
silent
in tech. They call it quiet cracking.
Mm.
It's when you're still handling your job, maybe even crushing it at work, but secretly you're falling to pieces.
Mm.
I remember one of my early bosses in radio, and this was just, I would have been probably not a teen, but early 20s, when he described how most managers figure out what your workload will be. And he just said to me, I pile it on until you scream uncle. And then I take a little dash off and that's your workload. And I was like,
so complain earlier, everyone.
Well, and I definitely did. I was like, bro, I'm doing mornings.
Do
I'm doing middays. I'm doing nights. Because they wanted me to do these reports I was doing early on in my career, like
throughout
10
the day,
times
right.
a day. Well, we need them live because that's when you're the at your best. I can't call. I have to have some moments in there somewhere where I can just not.
Or I can be at work.
Be waiting for my next thing.
Right.
Okay, well, we won't do. And that's how he figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet cracking, though. Are you quiet cracking?
I'm quiet cracking a little bit.
If you are, speak up.
Mm.
And maybe they'll take a little dash off of your load.
I think that when you're quiet cracking for a long time, though, when you speak up, you might explode a little bit.
Mm, good point.
Mm. Sometimes that dam breaks. People are like, I'm drowning! Sorry about it. You didn't hear me quietly cracking over here?
If you haven't heard, we are the official Disneyland station
yes.
in the Bay Area.
That
in the
true.
State.
Yeah.
The whole
world.
State.
Probably the world.
In the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's fair to say.
Right. Absolutely.
It's true.
Jane knows Mickey and Minnie personally.
It's Jane.
And
they're
hangs
friends of mine.
With the Wicked Witch.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is it the Wicked Witch?
I don't know.
No, the Wicked Witch is in
No, it's the
Oz.
Evil Queen.
The Evil Queen!
She does transform into a ugly-looking witch to give the poison apple to...
Oh, okay. Well,
Snow
either
White,
way, I was just trying to get that. I mean,
yeah.
Jane, she knows the people at Disney personally. Here are big fashion don'ts if you're planning a trip to Disney Park anywhere in the world.
Oh, fashion don'ts
I'm planning
for
one,
Disney?
So I want to hear
are
where
you?
Are you going to go?
I want to go sometime in October to go down for Halloween.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, that's great. You can take your wife?
Probably.
Mm. They love Disney.
Yeah. We still hang out.
They are married, but they're not married. But they are married legally.
Well, are you guys in the middle of a divorce or not?
No, we haven't gone that far yet. We've just been separated, but it's been a while.
Like how long?
Well, I moved a year ago.
You've been here a year?
Yeah. And I was separated and living together for quite a few months before that.
Oh, you'd both said, we're done, but we still live here.
We still live together. And
oh, boy.
Still enjoy each other's company for the most part.
Yikes. Costumes for adults. These are the don'ts. Kids under 12 can dress like their favorite princess or pirate, but grown-ups are out of luck.
Oh.
Disney wants the official characters in the parks to be the only ones in costume.
Oh.
It's to preserve the magic for children.
Yes.
They also have a thing. There's a dress-up place there called Bippity Boppity Boop Salon, and we took our kid to that, and then they do them up.
Make her a princess.
It's a whole thing. It takes a while, but then when she was in the park, I forget which one she was. Doesn't
matter.
What
color was the dress?
Red.
Is that Sleeping Beauty, maybe?
No. I want to say...
She's in red.
It's... I can't think of it. It doesn't matter. She got all done up, and then we're walking around the park, and people that work there were like coming up to her going, "Hi, whoever you are." Mm. And my daughter was like, "Oh," you know, I mean, it's a...
They think I'm whoever I am.
She Belle?
I thought Belle wore a gold dress.
I think, is it... There's a... hold on.
Jasmine?
Hold on. Let me see if it's...
Doesn't she wear like...
Elena of Avalor?
That's the one.
Oh, that's who she chose to be.
Yeah. Well, we watched that.
Oh, Elena of Avalor.
She's not...
I've never heard of her.
They're cartoons on TV. And I wasn't sure, but I think that's who it was.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it.
Anyway, costumes for adults are a no-no at Disneyland. All outfits right. with long trains or dragging fabric.
Oh.
Think floor-length gowns, giant capes, or anything that could trip you or someone else in a crowd.
Not allowed. Cape. I know, capes are cool.
Revealing attire, bikinis, crop tops that mimic swimwear, or overly skimpy clothing are off-limits.
Oh.
And shoes are required at all times. I'll never get... I am a flip-flop guy. I've grown up wearing them on the beach, whatever, but I'll never understand someone who wears sandals to walk in a park all day.
Yeah.
You're nuts.
It just doesn't seem... For everything from getting stepped on to the filth and dirt that your feet are going to... And blisters.
And the rubbed raw. Yeah. Yeah, all day walking around. Offensive tattoos. You got to cover them.
Oh.
This is fashion rules at Disney parks. You got a tattoo that's practically porn? Cover it.
Right.
Or they're going
to
throw you out.
Across your forehead? Cover it. What do people do? Just like big bandages?
Yeah. Yep. And they say scary or offensive clothing, anything that might frighten children or clash with Disney's family-oriented vibe is banned.
Mm.
And they'll ask you to leave or buy a shirt at the store and put that on.
It makes sense. They really are. I mean, it is a stand-up place. When you go to Disney a few times, and then you take your kids to another park, the difference is stark. Like the level of maintenance, the level of cleanliness, the level of the experience is, it's so much more than just an amusement park.
Agreed. And they've got all the characters too. I mean, that's a big part of it.
Yes.
There's right down the street, because I grew up in Orange County, right down the street is Knott's Berry Farm. And that was fun. But it's not Disney. It just isn't.
No.
The end. There's no, like, it's not a contest. And Disney knows it. So they're not worried.
Right.
And my parents.
That's our overflow park when we're sold out on a day.
I have no memory, but my parents used to go, it was like a quarter to get into Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh.
And so we would go there a lot because it was so cheap. We could. You know, when you have kids, you're like, what are we going to do today?
Well, you can't take them out for dinner. That's a little too expensive.
And I went, there was just too many teenagers there at Knott's.
Oh.
Just too many teenagers.
Well, it's a hang spot.
Obviously.
And they used to do nighttime stuff with local, like, I think K-Rock DJs. And I would bet you our boss spun there because he's an Orange County guy. I bet you he spun there. They do like dance club type things where kids can go and go crazy.
That's fun. And that gets some kids there.
Yeah.
I mean, get some people there and spending their money.
They still would rather be at Disneyland, I'm sure, but you know.
There's a rave at Knott's Berry Farm? Let's go.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Madonna's 29-year-old boyfriend has some thoughts on plastic surgery.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.